This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Abram is living peacefully in Hebron, but then war breaks out in the area, including Sodom. Abram is not involved until word comes to him that Lot has been taken captive. Abram then shows himself to be a very able general, as he takes the trained men who are in his household and rescues Lot and his possessions. On the way back, Abram meets Melchizedek. After this, God speaks to Abram again in a vision. We read in Genesis 15:1, "Do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward will be very great." Abram brings up the fact that he has no children, so that one born in his house will be his heir. God replies by saying, "This man will not be your heir, but one will come forth from your own body. He shall be your heir." Then Abram was taken outside, and God said, "Now look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." Abram believed in the Lord, and God counted it as righteousness. God further added this, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess it." Having believed, however, seems to be not quite enough. Abram asks God this question, "O Lord God, how may I know that I will possess it?" God's response was to have Abram prepare a very specific sacrifice, and then God put him in a deep sleep in order to tell him what the future holds for his people. This is what God told him. "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed 400 years. But I will also judge the nation whom they will serve, and afterward they will come out with many possessions. As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You will be buried at a good old age. Then in the fourth generation they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete." After it was very dark, there appeared a smoking oven and a flaming torch, which passed between these pieces of the sacrifice. And God made a covenant with Abraham, saying, "To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt as far as the great river, the river Euphrates." During this time, Sarai enters the picture. 10 years they have lived in the land of Canaan, and she is still childless. She decides to have a child by her handmaiden, Hagar. But there are unexpected consequences of this. Because Hagar is going to have a child and Sarai is not, Hagar lords it over Sarai, so much so that Sarai treats her badly and Hagar runs away. That is when the angel of the Lord comes to Hagar with a promise and a prediction. They are found in Genesis 16:10-12, which says, "I will greatly multiply your descendants so that they will be too many to count. Behold, you are with child, and you will bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has given heed to your affliction. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him, and he will live to the east of all his brothers." And so it was. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to him. 13 years later, God appeared to Abram again. This time it was to change his name to Abraham, because he will be the father of a multitude of nations. God repeated again that all the land of Canaan would be his for an everlasting possession, but this time something was added to the promise. God said, "I will be their God." There was another reason God came to Abraham that day. It was to make a covenant with him. "This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised." More details were given. "Every male among you who is 8 days old shall be circumcised in the flesh of the foreskin, even a servant or one bought with money from any foreigner." One final change was that Sarai would now be named Sarah. Abraham wanted his son Ishmael to live before God, but God said no. It would be the son Sarah gave him, the son they would name Isaac. So now the saga of Abraham begins. Let me point out what the differences in name changes were. Abram means exalted father. Abraham means father of many nations. Sarai means prince or ruler. Sarah means princess. And there is one more significant bit of information that is found in this account. It is here that the word Hebrew is used for the first time in Scripture. Abram is recognized as a Hebrew by the fugitive who comes to tell him that Lot has been captured. You can check this out by reading Genesis 14:13, which says, "Then a fugitive came and told Abram the Hebrew." This is just one of the many things to check out as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.